Hey everyone, welcome to the Basically Bookish podcast. I'm Abby.
And I'm Ashley, and we're going to be chatting all things bookish. This is episode 31 of the Basically Bookish podcast, and today we are doing a bookshelf scavenger hunt. Came up with a list of random just items, and we both combed our bookshelves and found books that fit the criteria. And so we're going to just go down our list and compare what books we pulled. And it should be a lot of fun. So yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready. But it was harder to find these books than you would imagine.
Oh my gosh. It took me so long. I just thought I'd just like waltz up and like snatch one. And I was like really having to think about which one I wanted to pick.
Yeah. So. It was definitely more of a process than anticipated.
Yeah, coming up with random things and then finding the books afterward was harder. I just don't know. I was like, why did we land on this? This is hard. Okay, first on the list, which was actually a little harder than I thought it would be, A Girl with a Purple Dress.
This one was so hard. I thought, oh, this will be easy. Purple is not a common color.
It's really not.
So
at least not in the books that we like, I guess, maybe.
Apparently. The only one I could find was The Cautious Maiden by Dawn Crandall.
Okay. She does have some pastels in her covers. So yeah, is it pastel? So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a pastel lavender purple. I know, so you haven't read that one. It's really good.
Is it Regency?
I feel like it's more maybe Edwardian, because it's set in America.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
I feel like we discovered that. I read
one of Dawn Crandall's books, and it was really good, but to go back and like start the series would have been very costly because they're very difficult to find. So I haven't done it yet, but I've heard that they're good.
Yeah. This one actually was the first one of hers I bought because I met her at the Reader's Retreat, and it was the only one they had for sale, and I wanted her to sign a book. So, but it's the one everyone loves, the hero, like at least back when it first came out, that was all everyone wanted to talk about because he was like the redeemed bad boy type. So,
oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a good one. What did you end up finding? I'm very curious.
Okay, I ended up finding Talent for Trouble by Jen Tarano.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of a like purpley, I mean, it is purple, but it's not like a deep purple or anything. So I feel like it's like almost like a bluish purple or a periwinkle. But yeah, Talent for Trouble by Jen Tarano. I was really afraid you were going to pull this one too and we would have the same book. So I was like, anything but this one. I have to keep looking. But honestly, I was like really at a loss. So the other one, which I was debating, was the one that we just got in the mail, The Nature of a Lady by Rosanna White. She has a purple dress, but I was also like, oh, we just got it. I know we both have it. So like, let's try to go back into the archives. Yeah. So this one, I remember liking a lot. I mean, I liked this whole series a lot.
Yeah, that series is her best by far.
Yeah. She The Talent for Trouble was funny. I mean, all of her stuff is funny, but it's historical. If you haven't heard or read it, it's historical. And I would even say, like, I would categorize her stuff as like historical rom-com.
I
feel like that might be becoming a genre. If it's not one already, it might be becoming a genre a little bit. But these would definitely fall in that category. So you have to approach your books with like an air of like whimsy about you and just be prepared to kind of like laugh and enjoy the entertainment value, because they're definitely like not on the realistic side, but they're great for entertainment. They're good for a breezy read. And this one was really cute. So yeah, that's what I pulled. Okay. The next one was also harder than I thought. I'm sure it wasn't as hard for you because you have so many more books than I do. But I was like, I don't read these kinds of books. Okay. a vehicle on the cover.
Yeah, what I thought this was going to be harder. Like, I thought I was going to have trouble, and then I just happened upon Vanished by Irene Hannan.
Oh, I think I have a digital copy, so yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you actually have this. So, like, she, like, accidentally hits someone with her car, and then the person disappears. So there's a car on the... It's been so long. You probably read this more recently than I did. But
yeah, I read it within the last like year and a half, I guess.
It's the PI series, so. Which is, you don't get a lot of PIs, I feel like. So no.
I enjoyed that book though.
It was really good and intriguing.
Yeah, she always does such good, like, shocking, like, twists, and her villains are so, like, chilling. I wasn't as dazzled by her latest release, but the ones that I read previously were like top notch.
Yeah.
Okay. My pick is a little bit of a stretch, but you have to just roll with it, okay?
I'm gonna roll.
I pulled my copy of Miss Trailerhood by Karina Taylor because it does have a mobile home on the front.
It does. I support this wholeheartedly.
Okay.
That is a vehicle.
So this is actually a book that's on my TBR. I forgot that I had it. I read the first one at your suggestion, Mr. HOA, and it was really cute, and I thought it was really funny, and hers are clean, which for me with rom-com is like a must. Yeah. So I actually kind of forgot because I ordered it as soon as we finished Mr. HOA, I think, and stuck it on my shelf, and there it sat until I needed it for this scavenger hunt. But the cover is really cute. And, okay, you guys, this is a big deal. This is a romantic comedy, a rom-com, and the people on the front have faces.
They have faces.
They have faces. You never see this anymore. They have eyes. They have a mouth. I mean, do they have a nose? I don't see a nose. Yeah, she's got a nose. Okay, we're good. The whole face is there. So... I can't get on board with the no face thing. And I know it's popular and I know everyone loves it. I don't love it. But these people have faces, so it makes me so happy.
And it's a fun story too. So it's a win all the way around.
Yeah, you actually read it. You said it was cute.
It was. It wasn't, I think I like Mr. HOA a little bit more, but it was still really fun and cute. So.
Yeah. And longer. Mr. HOA was probably a little bit longer, so there was more to love.
Yeah, that's true.
This one looks to be like very short. Not quite novella, but almost.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one, your personal favorite, I'm sure. An animal, either in the book, I guess, or on the cover. We didn't really specify, but I think either will work.
Yeah, I went with on the cover, and the first one I found, and I rolled with it because I don't have a lot of animal covers. Was Vying for the Viscount by Christiane Hunter. Because it has horses. Yeah. We questioned the horses just prancing through the field of the manor house. But there are horses on it.
It counts. It's an animal. Yeah, we didn't really love that they were prancing through the middle of their front yard. But
it's just a little odd.
In general.
The book inside was amazing. So
Yeah, the whole series is about horses. So it's not like the horses are out of place. Being on the cover, it just was like, is this your front yard? Why are the horses galloping in the front of your estate? I don't understand. That's a good one. I went with The Haunting at Bonaventure Circus because there is an elephant on the front.
There is. And you knew
I absolutely knew you wouldn't pick this one. Because you don't have it. So yeah. This was actually a pretty good, like, I mean, I enjoy Jamie Jo Wright's books. Some I like more than others. But this one was interesting, had a good mystery to it. I feel like the characters were pretty good. It's been a while since I read it, but there is an elephant, like a baby elephant inside too. So, yeah.
I feel like you get like, extra points for finding, like, an obscure animal. Like, I went basic with a horse. You went exotic with an elephant.
I mean, I was really trying to not pull the same book, so I had to, like, you know, try to put my brain to use and, like, think of something, and I knew that you wouldn't pull this one.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. She's not for everyone. I hear people say this all the time, and it's so true, and it's not a knock against the author. It's just you have to really kind of commit to this writing style and the content in her books. It's like eerie, spooky kind of, or it just won't be enjoyable. So it's not for everyone, but I did enjoy that one. It might be my favorite of hers. Not sure. There's another one coming, so who can say? The next one, a book with murder in the title.
Do we have to explain how we got the word murder?
Okay, we should.
I feel like we do.
So I said we need to come up with just a random word. And Abby and I were like, oh, wow, it's a good thing that we're brain dead and we have no words. And Abby was like, ask one of the boys, because my kids were sitting right there. And I said, hey, give me a word. What did Miles say, Abby? He said,
it was just like hi or something, or like, hi,
it was
there.
Yeah, it was just something like so ridiculous that it was like, that won't work. And then Bennett said something else. And I was like, okay, never mind. So I went to ask JJ, my husband, and I was like, hey, I just need a word. I need a word that could be in a title for a scavenger hunt. And he was like, murder. And I was like, okay.
He was real quick on the murder too. Like, that was tip of his tongue.
Guess he has murder on his mind.
Steer clear for a little bit.
So we did not have murder on our mind, but this word was given to us, and so we went with it. And I'm telling you, it might have been the hardest one, and I found this in the back bookshelf. My choice was in, like, the one in JJ's office where the unmentionables go. And I have no idea why this book was there, because I actually liked the series. So what was your pick?
Well, I'm curious if we went with the same series.
Oh, no.
But hopefully there was multiple titles with murder in them in the series. So I went with Murder on the Moor.
Oh, it is the same. I thought you were going to go with Murder at the Flamingo.
You would do the first one, so I thought it'd be safe.
Oh my gosh, that's
so
funny.
Basically, we're just gonna say the whole Drew Farthing mystery series with murder.
Yeah, I only have two of them in print though. So I was super shocked that I actually had one that actually had murder in the title, because the other one was like Death at Thornburn Hall or something like that, and I was like, well, that's death, it's kind of like murder. But then I found this in the back and I got so excited. I should have just done the murder at the, is it Flamingo? Flamingo? I don't know.
Yeah. Something.
I'm not a fan of Rachel McMillan. So I chose to just leave that one.
I totally forgot that series. I like literally thought I only had the Drew Farthing ones. Because there's like three books in the series that have murder in the title.
So oh my gosh. These books are like, they're good. Like, I don't understand why. I don't know if she didn't get another contract with Bethany House or why she's not writing them anymore, but I super enjoyed this series. It's, to me, it's like a little hidden gem. And I don't think that you read them until later on.
But yeah, they're just,
they're super fun. Like, they're written in an Agatha Christie style, like vintage mystery, but they have humor in them. And they have good, like, friendship, camaraderie. So it's just like a really fun mystery read, almost like a cozy mystery, but it's got the same feel as an Agatha Christie book, but with humor in it. Like, I just wanted more of this series, and I'm just so sad. Like, someone please write a series similar. Or
no, it's like such a unique, not, no one else does it. Like,
I know.
You can't find anything like that. It was so well done. It had like everything. Romance, Rachel mystery, humor.
Rachel McDaniel, I think she would like these books. I wonder if she's read them.
Yeah, we've never talked to her about them. We should.
Yeah. Or she could write us some cozy mysteries. Like, I feel like she could do it. She can capture, like, a time period and do it. It's not her time period, I don't think, but maybe she'd make an exception.
Almost.
Maybe. This is how we get off on these tangents.
We do. I was sure they have a date in here, but I feel like it's early.
I'm like, it doesn't say. It could be any time. It could be 2010. It could be 2021. Not really.
But it's definitely
but they're like, good.
Yeah. Those ones are fun. I think it's hilarious that we did happen to pick the same. We just hope we don't do it anymore.
I really tried to be more obscure with the other ones. Okay, the next one is a body of water on the cover.
Okay, so if you went obscure, hopefully I'm safe because I totally did not go obscure.
Okay.
And I went with Amanda Dykes, Whose Waves These Are.
Okay, I didn't pick that one, so we're good.
Good, but I was like, it was the first one. I was just going like first thing I thought of that had it and rolling. Actually, no, I lie. I actually picked a different one, but then I needed that one to fit a different category. And so it's actually the next one. But so I had to pick this one for, but I mean, we could never get sick of talking about Whose Waves.
No, we won't. I have such nostalgia, like, and it's only been like what, a year or two? Like, I have such like nostalgic memory of like reading that book, and we did a buddy read. You and I and Alicia Worthen did a buddy read of that book, and I just remember I was like at home for some reason. JJ took the kids, and I was at home all day, and I was just binge reading it. And we were all reading it at the same time, and we loved it. And it was just such a like good reading experience. Like, I have such fond memories of that book.
I know, it's like, it was amazing, and it had a good like experience attached to it. So it's like basically perfection.
Yeah, that's one of the few times like I can remember when I read Up From the Sea, which was kind of a little prequel novella to Whose Waves These Are. I messaged you and I was like, drop what you're doing. Read this novella. This author is amazing. And you were like, okay.
And I didn't, well, I mean, I didn't drop everything because I was out of town. But the second I got back to town, I dropped everything and read it.
And it was amazing.
And we've been hooked ever since.
Yeah, that's a good choice. And the cover of Whose Waves These Are is so pretty.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Okay, my pick, I went with Midnight on the River Gray by Abigail Wilson. Ooh. Which I know you guys can't see it, but you can look up these titles if you actually care to see them. But the river is obviously in the background, and it's got like a starscape, and the moon is out, and it's just kind of got like a mysterious air to the cover. Although, didn't we joke about this book saying she was like a giant?
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you gonna mention the giant lady, or are you just gonna?
So there is water. But when it came out, we were like, why is she so big? It's like she's Goliath. I mean, and looking at it again, I'm like, she is larger than life. I feel like she could take care of herself at night at midnight on the river. She could. Because she is a force to be reckoned with size-wise on the cover. But other than that, the cover is really eye-catching. And it does have water. So it qualifies. I forgot about the big lady. Oh, man. That's a short girl's dream to be tall.
The tall girl's dream to be not short, but shorter.
Right? Okay. The next book, we might have picked the same thing. Maybe not. A doctor as a character.
We may have.
Yeah, I could not. Like, it was so better funny. With remembering and details. I'm sure I have like 10 other books with doctors, but I couldn't think of them. So I would put money on us having picked the same book. What did you choose?
Here's the funny thing. We like joked about doing a veterinarian, and I found a veterinarian super easy. I thought it
was
There's no
That's way funny.
And then I was like, but we went with doctor. So I went, then again, maybe.
Oh, Susan no, Bell that's Petal. Not what I chose.
We went
so
different.
This is good.
This is good. Because Micah's a doctor, and
that's so good. Yeah,
it was perfect. I was like, because I almost did the body of water because there's the water on the front of the cover, because it's like near the water.
Yeah,
but then I was like, wait, Micah's a doctor.
Perfect, because any chance to gush about that book, let's take it.
We will take it any day of the week. Literally, one of the best books. I like this was another like amazing reading experience where we just sat there. And we read it, and then we were like, messaging each other like, holy crap, like, that was amazing. So good. She, like, redeemed the characters, like, more than you could even imagine in an authentic way. And it was just, it had everything. And I love it. And we could gush about it forever and ever and ever.
I mean, I feel like most of her books, all of her books, I would gush about forever and ever.
Yeah, I mean, we will not shut up about Susan Tuttle. Sorry.
It's going to keep coming. Sorry. Until everyone reads them and agrees.
Exactly.
Because, and don't come at me. I'll fight you on this one.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's read them and not loved them. At least no one I've recommended them to. So far.
I don't think my sister liked Penny in the first book. Well, but she liked the book.
Yeah. Sometimes the characters just bug you for random reasons.
She's tough on heroines. It's a known fact. But she did like the book. I mean, Jonah is really the magic of that book anyway, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Susan writes those heroes. My choice was A Reluctant Bride.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Because he is like a doctor on the bride ship. And it's historical. Jodi Hedlund wrote this bride ship series. This is my favorite of the series. She saved the best for first, in my opinion. But the cover is actually really pretty on this one. And I felt like she did a great job with this book. It was such an interesting concept of like mail order bride, like them coming over on the bride ships. And this one, most of the book took place on the ship, which wasn't what I expected. And it was kind of one of those slowly building, slow burn romance that I think some people actually thought that the book was boring, but I found it truly great to be able to see like a relationship bloom between the characters slowly. So I wasn't bored.
Yeah, I think it played out really well. And it was just one of those ones we like finished and we're like, that was really good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, cover with no people.
This one was one of the easier ones because I feel like it's becoming a trend more and more. But I went with Now and Then and Always by Melissa Tagg because it's just pretty.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty cover.
The door and the flowers. And I mean, again, I'll take any excuse to talk about Melissa Tagg's books. So
she's done a really good job on those covers because they complement each other so well, but they're not the same.
Yeah, they're like so unique, but they like fit so well together at the same time. And I love it. And she gave us more Maple Valley, which is all anyone could ask for. And
yes,
so good. It's like a spinoff from the Walker family series, but I would basically move to Maple Valley if it was a real place. So
for sure. I would go eat at is it a diner or a restaurant?
The Red Door.
The Red Door. Like Red Door.
No, it's not Red Door. And that's a stupid book. Not a stupid book. It's a different book. I've never even read it. I don't know. I have no opinion on the book.
I've read The Red Door Inn, and as I thought it was fine. It wasn't stupid.
I don't know why.
Didn't blow my mind, but it was fine.
But, yeah.
Having coffee at Coffee.
Oh, yes. I mean, I would get some peanut butter and coffee, and she'd probably judge me, but...
She probably wouldn't give you anything other than coffee. What are you talking about? She'd be like, no, try it. Taste it. I created this for you. Drink it, and you'll love it.
And I would just take it and drink it and pretend I loved it.
Maybe you'd drink it till you did. I mean, you'd be too afraid to tell her no.
She is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. Okay, my choice was Fox by Nadine Brandes.
Ooh, that's a good cover.
It is a great cover. I enjoyed the book inside, but the cover, like, I don't know. It's just so stunning, the cover. Like, it makes you want to read it, and you don't even know what the book's about.
It's true.
This was probably, oh, goodness. Was this my second fantasy read?
Probably.
Maybe.
Well, didn't you read Romanoff first?
I think I did read Romanoff first. You did. So maybe this is like my third, but like I read Romanoff and it was fine. And you were like, well, read Fox. Like, why have you not read Fox? And I was like, well, okay. So I did. And I liked her blend of like the history with the fantasy, because like you've said before, it gives you kind of a grounding in the world. And this one wasn't super weird, and it had like a good ending. Yeah, we did this one for my book club here, and they were kind of weirded out by the fantasy element a little bit, but they got used to it and everyone really enjoyed it. So yeah, that was a good one. I don't think she's writing historical fantasy like right now, which is
kind of different.
Sad for me, but hey. Okay, a book that's green.
I was sitting here looking at this book going, why do I have this book? What was the thing we literally staring at it, trying to figure out why, like what the category was. Green, that would make sense. It's green.
Oh,
I went
gosh.
With All of You by Sarah Monzon, which is the second book. It says two right on the side, and I'm trying to call it the third book. The second book of the Carrington family series. And it's like the split time. And I think this one might have been my favorite. I think it's the only one you didn't read.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, but I read the like treasure hunting one. I read the food truck one.
And you read the soccer one.
Yeah, the soccer one.
So that yeah, this is the one you didn't read. But it's got a, like, the historical is World War II, which is my favorite. And you've got the whole, like, wounded hero type of, but, like, not, like, dramatically wounded here. Like,
I mean, I was like, how wounded are we talking here?
He's dramatically wounded, but it's, like, he's like, recovered from it. Like, he lost his legs in an accident because he was a pilot. So, but yeah, he's just really great. And the whole book's good. And it's my favorite of the series. Because this was the one that the horse historical I loved as much as the contemporary. Which I feel like the other ones, I liked the contemporary more than the historical.
I agree with that. So, I always liked the contemporary one. And I was kind of like selfishly trying to like skip ahead to like what I considered the good parts. It's not that the historical was bad. I just found myself gravitating towards the contemporary ones because I liked it so much. So yeah, I may have to pick that up at some point just to finish off that series.
Not just leave one book unread.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of worked backwards because I think I got contacted about reviewing one of them at some point. And I did, and then hadn't read the others, and then went back and read the first one, and didn't read the second one, and then the last one came out, and so it was a big mess.
You just went all over the map.
I really did. Okay, my book that is green, I picked up Secrets and Suitors by Joanna Barker.
Ooh, that is a great book.
It's got like a pale, like lush green with a silhouette of a girl. And it's just like a really romantically pretty cover. And I kind of thought you wouldn't pick this one. So I thought I might be safe.
You were right.
But it's Regency. It's Regency romance. Duh.
That's his favorite.
And it's got like on the inside, if anyone ever picks up a copy of the book, it's got the details on the pages, like illustrations on the pages of some like kind of floral details, which I just love so much.
Those are the best.
They really are. Okay, this one was very hard. You came up with this one, and I felt like you were trying to punish me or something for liking Regency so much. So Abby suggested, which was a good idea until I went to find the book, like a titled character. So like Sir this and this, or Lady blah blah blah. A titled person, like in the character. So what did you find? Because I'm so anxious to see if you did better than I did, because I felt like I failed.
I did Manor for Sale, Baron Included by Esther.
Oh, I don't even have that in paperback. So, but that's a good choice.
You didn't. So that's why I was like, I'm going to go with this one because I know she's read it, but she doesn't have it. And this was just fun and great and like it was another like historical rom-com, I would classify it.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was great. The characters had such a fun like banter and like, yeah, It's like a shorter one, but it's like just all around really good.
I really enjoyed that book. I mean, it was so, like you said, it was just fun reading. And I don't think, I think it's on Kindle Unlimited even.
I think so.
Or at least it was. So I'm like, if you have Kindle Unlimited, you should grab it up and read it, because it was just a lot of fun. Okay. I picked A Viscount's Proposal, Regency Spies of London by Melanie Dickerson.
There you go.
I really enjoyed this series, obviously, because it's like Regency and spies. But I don't feel like she writes this anymore. So,
yeah, I think that's I didn't actually. I read the first one in that one, I think, but I didn't. Don't think I read that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for everyone, but I enjoy them because they're just entertaining to me. But yeah, I haven't seen any more of these pop up, which, like, whatever. Stop writing fairy tales and start writing Regency.
Amen. We'll go with that.
Yeah, no more fairy tales.
I think she is done, though. I think she wrote the last one in that fairy tale saga. I feel like saga is the word for it.
Yeah. They were long. I mean, the series was long. Okay. Flowers on the Cover.
So I literally went with the first book I saw that had flowers on the cover, and All That Really Matters by Nicole Deetz has some lavender on the front.
Okay.
It's not really the main focal point of the book, but there's flowers, and I just was, at this point, I just grabbed it. It's a great book, and it has flowers on the cover. I am in, like, sold, signed, next.
Win-win.
All around a win. And I feel like we haven't gotten the chance to, like, publicly gush about All That Really Matters, because
oh my gosh, so good,
so freaking good, like, just the way she handled everything, and the, like, there were just so many, like, poignant moments, and, like, the romance, like, just all around. I was, yeah, obsessed.
And she truthfully took a character that I was loathing and made me like her, so
yeah. You were, like, not a fan at first.
No.
And
not at all.
You turned around, and I was like, okay, you know it's good if an author can turn around a character that you, like, start the book really not liking. Like, sometimes, like, okay, you didn't like them in another book, but then they, like, redeem them in the next book. But, like,
right.
Over the course of a single book, hating her to loving her is pretty.
Yeah, it was, it doesn't happen often, but when it does, I usually give it a 5. I just feel like that's deserved, yeah. Okay, I picked up my copy of Poppy's Proposal by Tara Grace Erickson, because this whole series features, like, a family of the Bloom sisters, Bloom. And they have pretty covers with flowers on them, and obviously, like, Poppy is a flower. So,
are you sure?
I think my favorite in this series was Lavender and Lace, but I wasn't sure about the lavender. I didn't know if you would say that's not a flower.
Oh, I totally call it a flower.
Well, that, I mean, I would have picked that one, and we would have both had lavender, which would be funny. But I hedged my bets and got Poppy, because I was like, I know Poppy is a flower, and it's, the cover's actually really pretty. I like the pop of red and the blue, so yeah, that's the one I chose.
I thought you might go with one of those, so I didn't pick one of those, because I was like, I don't know which one she's going to pick.
Yeah, it was a toss-up, because you could pretty much pick any of them. They all feature flowers.
They do.
Okay, a book with your name in it.
This one was definitely easier for me, because I feel like there was, like, a rampage where everyone was naming their character Abigail, and, like, you could throw a dart and hit any releasing book and it would have my name in it. But I had to go with Paper Hearts by Courtney Walsh, because not only does the character have my name, but she also has my, like, personality.
Oh.
So, like, this is the most I've ever related to a character in my life. Like, my sister read it and she's like, was this author stalking you when she wrote this book? I was like, I don't, as far as I know, no, because I didn't know her when she wrote the book. But yeah, it was like so weird. At first I was like, maybe I, you know, sometimes you're like, maybe I'm just putting too much like oh, I just relating everything to me. But then
Yeah.
when my sister read it and was like, this is creepy, I was like, okay, so I'm not insane.
It's not just you.
Yeah, so
Okay. I had to like really dig deep for this one because Ashley is such a forgettable, boring, everybody in the 80s was named Ashley. But I happen to remember that a book in the Elizabeth Camden series, what is this series? I don't know what this series is. It doesn't even say on the front. Why would it not say, Abby?
which
So
series?
I could not remember if it is Dangerous Legacy or if it's in the one that follows this. So I
Oh.
brought a Dangerous Legacy, but I did not have time to comb through it. But they have like my mom's maiden name in the book, which is a
Oh.
German name of Dittmar. It's in one of the two books. So I have both the books, but I really didn't have time to comb through and see which one it was in. But
Yep.
I did bring one just to say I did try. But it was really strange to be reading along and see like an actually like weird, uncommon family name in this book. So
Yeah. Especially German, like they're so like I mean, I have German ancestry as well. And so it's like I feel like they're more there's like a few common German names that are used if you have to have a German character. So to find like your obscure one, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun when I was reading and it just like happened. It was like a side character or something, but it was still like, oh my gosh, that's so strange. You never think you'll see your name in a book. Of course, my name is Johnson now. That's probably all over the place. Could I be more common? I don't think okay. A book that made you laugh.
I literally just went with the last book that really made me laugh that I had in physical form, and I knew you wouldn't have. So I picked That Fine Line by Cindy Steele, which is a contemporary rom-com that just released like last week or something. But I read her novella over Christmas and loved it and took a chance on her novel because it was like an enemies to more type story, and we have not had good luck with those lately.
No.
But she did it in the best way possible, and I'm kind of obsessed with the book now. And I was like laughing because it was like there was a prank war, but it was like the harmless prank war kind that was just purely entertaining, like leaving a mouse somewhere and or like taking your laundry and putting it on a hay bale, like harmless pranks, and it was hilarious. And yeah, so that one had me laughing quite a lot, and I think that's like the last one that like was really cracking me up a lot. So that's what I went with. But you haven't read
You
it
know
yet, so.
what? I think it's sad that we don't have more of these that we can draw from. That's what I feel.
Yeah, it
Okay.
needs to be more funny.
This book, I just remember laughing a lot in this book, and I am pretty like hard to please when it comes to rom-com because I feel like a lot of times people are trying too hard to be funny, and that makes it not funny to me.
Yeah.
So, Blind Dates, Bridesmaids, and Other Disasters by Aspen Hadley was my pick because I remember really thinking that a lot of the dates in this book were just so hilarious. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that one had so many like, and the best thing was they were like she drew from like people's
Yeah.
real experiences. And it was just like, surely this would never happen. Oh, wait, someone had this happen to
It
them.
did. Yeah, I just remember thinking it was really funny, and I suggested it to I think both of my sisters read it, and they both thought it was hilarious too. So I'm like, well, I'm glad it's not just me. It was actually funny.
It is funny.
Okay. A book that features food.
Okay, I cheated a little bit.
Oh, you cheated?
Not really cheating. I mean, chocolate is technically food.
Yeah, that's food. It should be its own food group.
It should. So I went Sweet on You by Becky Wade. Because,
oh, that's a good choice.
I know. She runs the little, like, chocolate shop. And
that book made me so hungry for chocolate.
I love to eat it by the pound. It, like, literally just, they were constantly just popping truffles into there. And I was like, please.
I know.
Like, I'm surprised she's not 400 pounds having this ready access to chocolate all the time.
No joke.
But yeah, that book, I mean, it was one of those, like, you'd been waiting for the romance to happen for all the other books, and it finally did, and they were cute and adorable together, and
Xander. It
was great. It was just, yeah.
So, and the chocolate was just an added bonus. I picked 5 Days in Sky by Carla Loreno.
I almost did that, and then I was like, no, Ashley's going to pick this one.
Well, I was going to pick the other ones, the brunch at Bittersweet Cafe or the other food ones.
Yeah, I almost went with any of those, and I was too scared you'd pick them, so I went somewhere else.
That was too obvious. This is probably, like, my favorite book by Carla Loreno because it was just really well done. I haven't liked many of the others, or maybe any of the others, but I will recommend this book because great characters, great story. The guy that's in it is like, is he like a TV chef or something?
I think, yeah. He's like done all the things. He's got cookbooks. He's got five-star restaurants.
And they're always cooking food and it sounds so delicious.
That book made me hungry.
Yes. He's always cooking and it's not... Like, sometimes it's a little fussy, but since he's cooking for her at his house a lot, like, it's usually just, like, pasta, but made in, like, the best way. So, yeah, this book was, it made you want to, like, get in the kitchen and cook something. I don't know.
Yeah, and it was really good.
It was really good. I wish the others had been as good as the first one. Okay, a book that features a hero on the cover. So anxious to see which one you picked.
I went with Knox by Susan Mayborn.
Okay, we didn't pick the same one. That's good.
Because, I mean, that was just like, as soon as we said, like, hero on the cover, like, this series just, like, flashed into my head. I almost went with a, like, random book. Like, I think it was A Noble Groom by Jody Headland. But then it's been so long since I've read that. I was like, I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, remember anything. It's been, like, probably almost a decade. But Knox was so good. And the cliffhanger was so mean.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah. Started off the series with an absolute bang. And, I mean, the Marshalls are just so fun.
I still haven't read Ruby.
Ruby Jane.
I haven't read it. I can't go there. If I don't go there in my mind, it's still fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just fell in love with the side character.
York.
Gosh, he was so good. And I couldn't deal with the things that were happening. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but the book wasn't going the direction that I preferred. And if I don't continue in my mind, it'll stay where it is.
You never have to experience what the rest of us did.
No, I won't. We were just saying, too, that we want her to start another, like, indie series like that because it's just
summer.
Fine.
She should do another summer series, like the summer.
Oh, my gosh. Can we get more? That was such a genius, like, I totally bought all of those as they came out. Like, not the first series because I didn't even know that existed, but the second one that she did, the little novella ones that came out once a month.
Yeah.
Ugh, I loved those. And they were coming out so quickly. And I paid for every single one of those. And you know how stingy I am paying for Kindle books.
I know. I did the same. Because I very much do not pay for Kindle books. But when an author you love releases something only in Kindle format, I mean, at that point, she released them in paperback later. But I wanted them now.
Those books were really good. Like, those are probably my favorites of hers. I just really gobbled them up. Okay. My choice was The Spice King.
Ooh,
by good one. Elizabeth Camden. I was trying to decide between The Spice King and The Prince of Spies.
The Spice King just is more dramatically epic.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I went with The Spice King. I just loved this whole series. I loved
so
it.
So good.
I don't know. Some people didn't like it. Said it was boring or whatever. But I just really liked it. I liked all the history that she infused in it. I liked kind of the behind the scenes look at the history of like the food industry, the little bits that she touched on. And I feel like he was an interesting character that she kind of had to slowly, I don't know, make the readers warm up to, because I think a lot of people maybe didn't understand him. But I was on board. I thought it was good. I liked the whole series. I was happy with that one.
I think that series is some of the best of hers that she's like,
at least recently, for sure.
Yeah. I was like, some of her early stuff I liked, like what used to be like my top of hers, but I think this series may have nudged them out.
Yeah. Okay. Last one.
Our last topic.
A book that you want to reread.
So this is like top of my list of books I need to reread, because when I read it, I was reading it late at night at a like super late night babysitting job, and I loved it, but I need to experience it again. And it's The Lady in the Lionheart by Joanne Bischoff. I need to like savor it more, because I like binge read it in a night when I was like up super late. So I feel like I need to like have an experience of like savoring it, because it's so good.
I think we should do a reread.
I feel like that needs to happen.
Like a buddy read, or like get the book club together for a reread in the summer.
Yeah. That'd be a good summer book. Because I feel
like it needs to happen. I want to reread it again. It's been a couple years, so
I feel like a plan.
This is a good plan. Okay, my choice, I guess technically not maybe a book, it's a novella, but Between Stairs and Stardust by Pepper Basham. I thought that this book was super cute. I really like the story. I'm super picky and don't typically like any kind of fairy tale retellings. I feel like I said this already once in this episode. But I really, really loved this story. The main characters were so sweet. There was humor in it. It was romantic. It was kind of like a play on Cinderella. And it was just so sweet. I just loved it. And so I think this would be a good one to reread, because novellas don't take up much time. I don't really remember it that well. That's my choice.
It's a good choice. Can't go wrong with Pepper Basham.
No, definitely not. She always delivers in the romance department too.
She does.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we've reached the end.
We've reached the end of our list. I feel like that was fun. It was fun for us. Who knows if it was fun for anyone listening, but hey,
you've stuck
with us this long, then I assumed you enjoyed the episode. We had fun doing it. It's a lot harder to pull things off your shelf, is what I learned.
It is.
Now we get the joy of putting them all back.
Yeah, I'm just sat there looking at the stack, and I was like, I don't want to. I also have my whole stack of, like, all my new books that I have to put in. I'm like, I really don't want to.
I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to leave it here for a couple of days. I'm not even going to go there.
I'm not even going to pretend that I'm cleaning this up anytime soon.
Well, I guess, thanks for listening. Hopefully it was a good little fun episode, and we will chat together next time about something else that's bookish, I guess. I don't really know. This is a pretty awkward sign off, but hey, that's what you get.
We're just rolling with it.
Thank
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
You can find us on Instagram at Basically Bookish Podcast. Hope you have a great day, and we'll chat with you next time.